Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Centre, www.imemc.org, for Tuesday, March 3rd, 2009. Three Palestinians die in Gaza, and the army kidnaps 16 civilians from the West Bank. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Two Palestinians who were injured during the Israeli offensive on Gaza died of their wounds in an Egyptian hospital on Tuesday. The Palestinian Ministry of Health reported that the bodies of the two patients were transferred back to Gaza via the Rafah terminal. Also on Tuesday, the Egyptian authorities allowed the transfer of 22 patients back to Gaza after receiving medical treatment. Palestinian sources at the Rafah terminal reported that Egypt informed the Palestinian side of the crossing that the terminal would be opened in both directions for 3 days next week. On Monday night, a Palestinian patient from Khan Yunis in the southern part of the Gaza Strip died after Israel barred him from leaving the Gaza Strip for medical treatment abroad. Israeli jet fighters have conducted several bombing raids in the southern Gaza Strip city of Rafah along the borders with Egypt on Tuesday afternoon. Witnesses said that the jet fired several missiles at open areas along the borderline. The Israeli army says that this area has underground tunnels which Israel claims the Palestinian factions used to smuggle weapons into Gaza. Palestinian medical sources said that ambulances rushed to the bombarded areas but no injuries were reported. Earlier on Tuesday, Israeli tanks at the borders near Khan Yunis town in central Gaza opened fire on farmers whilst working on their land nearby. Medical sources reported no injuries. At least 16 Palestinian civilians were reported to have been kidnapped by the Israeli military during early morning invasions, targeting several communities all over the West Bank on Tuesday. 8 civilians were kidnapped from Nablus, 7 from Ramallah and 1 from Hebron, local sources reported. Thank you for joining us from Occupied Bethlehem. You have been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Centre, www.imemc.org. This report has been brought to you by Mary Arthur and Ghazan Benoura.